Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
Hello, everybody. JT, stop banging on the table.
It's been a year, and I still love that music.
No, we're not.
It's almost
counting
a year.
We're counting it as almost a year.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for staying tuned to for us here at Box Office Breakdown on the Popcorn Talk Network. I am your host, Sarah Stretton. Because September movies are horrible, we're starting to bring in some guests.
That's why we're here.
I knew last week, sorry.
And this guy's an A-list guest. He is.
You're A-list.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
This
Thank
is you. Cody, for those of you who don't know. Yeah. He is from Schmoville. Mm-hmm. Cody, do you want to tell us a little about yourself?
I am a really boring person, but I'm going to try to make this really exciting, so bear with me here. I've just been a fan of you guys, watching a few episodes here or there. I'm excited to be here. This is cool.
This is the first time watching it.
Yeah. Watched a few.
I ran a few of those two over there.
We always throw his name out there.
Yeah.
And, of course...
Oh, yeah, we mentioned Cody pretty regularly on the show, actually.
You do? Yeah, I have a joke about him every single episode.
Oh, thank you.
Every episode. Yeah. You were mentioned. Yeah. Do you feel loved?
Right. I do now. I'm a little scared.
You're second to in jokes to the Chinese.
It's an honor.
They are number one.
They are landslide number
far
one.
Far second.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so we do have some numbers to talk about.
It's Labor Day.
You want to talk about Labor Day? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We should say
Happy
Labor Day.
We're
still working.
This is where
obviously not taking advantage of the holiday.
Did you do anything fun on Labor Day?
It is Labor Day.
Yeah, I mean, Labor Day weekend.
It's a weekend.
So far,
what's up with the olive oil thing? What happened with the olive oil?
I went and I got blood tests. You guys can see my beautiful bruise.
Wow.
I discovered that if I ever want to become a junkie, I'll never, ever be able to hide it because I bruise like a peach.
Yeah. So what the results came back on all of the things, it just said hot right across the board.
No.
Yeah, I think so.
That's not how it works.
Yeah.
No.
They were like, you're just hot. There's nothing wrong with you.
I had to do a breath test, I had a blood test, and then they were like, oh, we'll get it to you eventually. There's a holiday coming up. No one wants to do it.
Doctor, what's her blood type? It's HOT.
Yeah. Hot. Period.
What did you guys do this weekend while I was suffering?
I was in the desert.
Oh, were you in the desert?
Yeah, I was in Palm Springs.
I was at work.
Oh.
Sorry,
guys.
I was just being lazy. I didn't do much. I saw Mission Impossible 5 again because there's really nothing else to see. Even though I predicted a certain movie number one, it didn't even come close.
Oh, you don't want to see War Room?
No, I didn't. Oh, no.
Should we start talking a little bit about these movies?
Let's get into the top five.
We're going to get into the top five. We're also going to throw some shout outs to Ben Bailey for getting closest to the Transporter guessing game and to Brett Atkinson for A Walk in the Woods, which, by the way, I think I should be able to win last week because I wanted A Walk in the Woods to be in my top five, but someone on that side of the table lied to me and said it was in like five theaters and it was in over 1,000.
Well, you had the computer. I mean, yeah, it wasn't my thing.
Hey, I wanted Transport to be number one. We don't get what we want. We get what we get.
Fine. Well, I think JT, me and you,
we tied.
Pretty much tied.
Yep.
I was zero
you
for five.
You get zero.
I don't know what happened.
I think again. I think, I think it's been a pattern.
You had your MTV, mind on Palm Springs. You were like,
that and the MTV Music Award just drove me bananas.
Yeah, that's
I lost
true.
My whole train of thought.
He was pretty mad about that last week.
Yeah.
Did you watch it? No,
we're not getting
the VMAs.
Hell
no. Okay. I haven't watched that since 2005.
You could say.
Yeah.
Cody, are you interested in seeing any of the movies in theaters right now?
Not really. I'd like to see Straight Outta Compton again, maybe. Other than that, nope.
All right, well, yeah, people are still staying Straight Outta Compton. It retained number two spot since fourth week. It dropped 32% down to $8.8 million. The top five are all pretty much within $2 million
There's two Jesus movies in the top ten.
Was there?
Well, yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, there was like four spy movies in the top five.
Ungallo cum con muchos.
Huevos.
Cerveza, something like that.
Beautiful range.
I'm not even sure what it is.
That means the cat has mucho.
No, that's Gato. Gato is cat.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
That is not cat.
Huevos and muchos.
Huevos.
Con. Well, no, the word con is in it because it's the con artistry
that's
over there.
No, that's a whiff.
Yeah.
And this is like
is that what it is?
And it's an animated film, right?
Yeah.
It's like a kid's movie.
Is it's rated PG-13, I think.
Oh, you work at a theater. Is it in your theater?
It wasn't at mine, but I heard about it. I think it's rated PG-13.
What's the premise?
Oh, I have no idea. Jesus. It's
no
Jesus clue. Based.
No, it's... Mm. Let's see.
It's Jesus based? Yeah, I don't see Jesus in here.
It's Jesus, yeah. It's
I don't think it is.
It's a rooster.
Yeah, a Jesus rooster.
No.
You know they put those roosters on their car.
Hold on, where'd it go?
That's the Jesus fish.
Does it give
birth
to
the runt of the litter, a timid young rooster named Toto.
Oh, it's about cockfighting.
Yeah.
Summons the courage to fight an evil rancher who threatens to destroy his home and family.
That is right out of the Bible.
And then he gets saved by Jesus. Again.
Jesus uses him for cockfighting against the devil's.
Jesus ran a cockfighting ring.
Well, we shouldn't even be talking about this movie because it didn't make the top five.
Turn water into wine. It's like, fuck it, let's just go have a cockfight.
What did
figure out everything?
What did make the top five is Transporter, but just
number five,
just barely. Transporter Refueled took the fifth spot in its first week, only making $7 million.
Yeah,
that was in almost 3,500 theaters.
No Jason Statham. I guess it just didn't translate.
Obviously.
I think they were hoping, the brand name would help.
Yeah, wasn't the brand on decline, though? Because the third one didn't even do that well.
That's
Statham
true.
In it. I remember that.
Yeah.
It didn't.
Yeah.
6.2 million of that came from Josh McCuga himself, who saw it 17 times in, a 48-hour span.
I like that you actually work in the theater. You give us a little insight.
Some.
Did anyone, was there ever a line for this movie at
any point?
I think
there was maybe 40 tickets sold for the whole weekend for Transporter.
Jesus.
Ouch.
Walk in the Woods sold out nearly every show. Old people all over the place.
Totally.
She was right.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I really need to stick a leg up more.
Yeah.
Nolte
anyway.
And Redford. Huh.
They haven't had any movies to go for. Like, that audience has been kicked out of the box office for the past, month.
Yeah.
Then we go into Mission Impossible, taking in the fourth spot.
Yeah, still sticking around.
Sticking around forever.
I don't know if it's a product of just...
6 week.
The bad box office right now, or just the movie is that good?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah,
I saw it again this weekend because
I didn't
want to see anything else.
Yeah, I would think so too. I think this last little bit of run they're getting, this last $30 million in the box office, is strictly based off of nothing else to see.
Can I mention a quick story? I love this new theater I go to because they have assigned seating.
Most theaters have assigned seating.
I get there about 20 minutes early.
He's used to the Pasadena $2
one.
Where they barely even have seats. You got to bring your own folding chair.
I've been to theaters like that. It's outside usually.
Yeah.
But this old guy couldn't understand the concept of assigned seating. So he would just find a seat and sit there. And every 5 minutes, someone would come, you're in our seat. And it was just got to the point where the old man's wandering around. I don't know what I'm doing. He just kept sitting. He was an immigrant.
Yeah, that was okay.
He was an immigrant.
That had a Spanish tone to it.
Yeah. But he was at the age where it's he just couldn't comprehend. At one point, he sat in seat four, and he was in the wrong row. And this couple's you're in our seat. He goes, no, it says number four on my ticket. It's there's rows. There's F, G, H.
Maybe he had Alzheimer's.
You have to understand that he's probably been going to the movies his whole life.
True.
And just in the past 2 years, which is probably 1% of his life, they've changed it all on him.
Yeah.
Imagine doing something all the time, and then all of a sudden the world just changes on you.
I just hope I'm never at the age where I don't understand the concept of row and number.
Yeah.
I just hope I get to an age
where...
It's
not rocket science, people.
I just want to get to an age where I could, have, gray hair on my chest and gray beard and smoke cigars and wear Speedos on foreign beaches with really young chicks.
You need to move to Brazil or something.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking for.
That sounds Sarah, you look like you're visualizing that.
I'm going to buy you a robe.
Yeah.
A really thick robe. Yeah.
I like that. I could use that.
I mean, again, I think we're all surprised, by the way, War Room being number one.
War Room being number one. We have to talk a little bit about Walk in the Woods coming in at number three with 8.2 million. Almost getting up to where Straight Outta Compton's at with 8.8. And then War Room, second week in a row, 9.4 million, dropping only 16%.
That's why Sarah's the host, everybody, because I just took it to one and we weren't ready for it. And she went back to three and took us there.
I just have to learn to not listen to you guys as much.
Yeah.
But the budget for War Room right now, they have it at $3 million.
That's what they do.
Are you serious?
They do the movies very cheap, and then they put the advertising through a lot of these grassroots channels. Mm-hmm. Then word of mouth goes on in these little congregations. And next thing you know, these movies make this money because there's nothing else to see. So September is when the evangelists and all these other guys strike and look for new talent, a.k.a. followers, a.k.a. I'm just going to say followers. I'm not going to be proud of the name.
Wow, you censored yourself. I didn't even have to do it. This is like a proud moment for me.
It's been a year now, so he's just
learning.
He knows what to do.
I think I should take it.
I don't want to call about 60 million people imbeciles, but it's just...
You were so close.
You had it.
Yeah, we need to just pull our resources together and make a Christian film
film.
Take it to the bank.
Oh, we'd crush.
We'd kill it.
Yeah. Sarah play the Virgin Mary.
Me, Coster, and Cody could play the wise men.
The wise men. And I'll, of course, just play Jesus.
Of course.
I mean, come on. That's obvious.
So am I like an old Virgin Mary then?
Well, Jesus grows up really fast. And then he tries to hook up with you. And it gets weird.
It gets weird.
Yeah.
No. Awful. We're moving on.
This show is fun, guys. No.
We're moving on to international numbers now that I have sufficiently turned the color of this microphone. All right. Terminator Genesis has led the overseas charts for 3 weeks, thanks to obviously a big lift from China.
The best.
Yeah. It racked up a leading $11.5 million, pushing its worldwide total to $435 million.
It's a hit now.
Yeah.
It's crazy. In China, it has now made $108.8 million. It is now the second highest grossing Terminator film when not adjusted for inflation.
Well, I mean,
like, Genesis.
These people are just like so happy right now over
where they
produced this
bullet.
Movie.
They're like, oh my God.
Yeah, they love life.
Yeah, I mean, it's again, it comes down to Arnold. He still has pull in international territory, just like Stallone. These guys are really riding that 80s wave.
Is it
90s wave?
Is it Arnold or is it the Terminator brand?
I think the brand.
I don't know.
This is one of those movies. Mm-hmm. Like, we talked about Transporter, you take Statham out and become something. Uh-huh. Terminator, I think. With its genre and with the budget that's behind it, and it can last on just its brand. Like, not here, maybe not domestically, but you put Terminator out with who cares who, and it's going to make money in China.
I don't know. I'm curious to hear how the last one did, because Arnold wasn't in the last one besides CG self. I think a lot of the pull this time is the fact Arnold's back in the franchise.
I think it's, I agree. I think it's like 60-40 Arnold.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's the devil. He's known as the ultimate devil down there. Every one of his movies are devil.
Yeah, I feel like Cody needs an explanation.
Yeah,
Arnold. Anytime Arnold has a film come out, for some reason they put devil in the title.
Oh, really?
Well, you should know about international titles in general.
I will.
You're going to know
for China.
Yeah,
is they have special words that they use on repeat. Some of them include devil,
spicy,
and peach.
Peach.
Peach is a woman's.
Blah blah blah.
Hoo hoo. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a couple that we hear a lot.
Also, hoo hoo means vagina.
Okay. Yeah. I was so confused.
And spicy means like it's like a sassy woman or lesbian.
So there's a few that they use in their titles.
Thank you.
Moving on to Hitman, which we haven't talked a ton about on this show, but Hitman Agent 47, it's the video game adaption from Fox, has another whiff of salivation abroad. It brought in $11.4 million, so just behind Terminator, at 4 multiplexes, bringing its worldwide haul to $62.9 million. Among the prominent territories, the film bowed in first place in Russia, earning $2.5
million. The first game that was out a long time ago, I think it took place in Russia. I played it. It was on like PlayStation 2 or something like that.
Oh, and Russians love bald people.
Oh, yeah, they love
them. It's a huge thing over there.
Yeah.
Really?
And it's cold.
It's a big,
It's a thing.
It's cold, they're bald.
Exactly.
Yeah. That seems, I feel like that'd be backwards. Like, they would love, like,
they need,
lots
like,
of hair.
Beard,
for, like,
long, flowing hair. Yeah, Cops is here, too. He's just editing a porn over there. He shot this week. And Ken Knapsack and a random...
Moving on.
But let's just say $62 million for that movie is not bad. I mean, I don't think that movie had a huge budget. I don't think it's going to restart the franchise like they're hoping.
According to Box Office Mojo, Hitman has about a $35 million budget, but I don't think that's including P&A.
Yeah.
So, see, that's the opposite of Terminator. Like, the Hitman, all right, you can throw somebody big in there, and it would reinvigorate the franchise. You know, if you throw, like, Idris Elba or something like that.
I'd pay to see an Idris Elba Hitman. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't think anybody would
but
do
I
it,
wouldn't
though.
Be seeing it for Hitman. I'd be seeing
Timothy
it for Hitman.
Timothy Oliphant was in it.
You need like a draw. Like, I'm trying to... If Jason Statham was a Hitman,
right,
he'd probably make so much more money.
Well, him,
Is it just me, like, this week when I was looking at the movies, and the reason why I saw Mission Impossible, because, like, Hitman and Transport, just, they almost look like the same movie in a way to me.
Yeah, I felt like that, too. They're coming out so, at the same time, too. It's weird.
There's a whole gang of them.
They're going to be hurting each other. They should have spread that out a little bit more. But
well,
anyway,
that's why.
They were trying to.
And Mission Impossible.
September. Yeah.
That's why Mission Impossible is reaping the benefits.
All right, so internationally, the top five is rounded out by Disney's Ant-Man.
Still making money.
Yeah, with $10 million. And also the Chinese crime drama, The Dead End.
Boom, this is a great movie.
Have you seen it? With 9.9 million.
I'm
going to
watch it this weekend.
I haven't heard anything about it.
So yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Global totals. So Ant-Man global total to 383.7 million, and The Dead End with 41
All right, so
million.
Let's hear about The Dead End real quick. What's this film about?
Oh, it's smashing. It's going to be fantastic. It's like a Hitman movie.
Oh, it's a Hitman movie. Yeah. Okay.
And they do a lot of like Chinese martial arts.
Oh, cool.
What we've discovered also in the last month is not only does China have secret names for their titles, but they're also coming out with movies that are making so much money.
Yeah, really? Monster Hunt.
That's a thriving market.
Okay. They had an animated movie called Monster Hunt come out. Everyone over there was obsessed with it.
Really?
They remade... What was it? Bridesmaids or Bride Wars?
Bride Wars.
Yeah. They made a version of Bride Wars.
Yeah, it was
like,
really crazy.
They're just knocking out the films in China.
They got so much money over there. Just using all our money.
That's true.
They're getting ready for their own festival circuit.
They're bringing the containers
making the theaters.
And giving us all this like little trinkets. And then we're sending boatloads of money over there. And they're just using it. So they're putting it back into the economy in a certain sort of way by, you know, putting The Dead End out. And hiring American writers to write Chinese scripts.
I really have no idea what you just said, but I think it sounded intelligent.
I feel smarter.
Thank you.
Yeah. So there you go.
Let's talk a little bit about Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. It has now crossed the 500 million mark, earning 9.4 million overseas. Global total stands at 509.1 million dollars.
Wow.
That's a nice haul. It's a nice haul.
Yeah.
Half $1 billion. No big deal.
And they're fast-tracking the sequel, which I think is smart, because like watching Mission Impossible 5 this weekend, you do see like Tom Cruise is starting to age a little bit.
Yeah,
like I saw it in his face and times. I'm like, yeah, I can understand, because a lot of these Mission Impossibles are almost like 3-4 years apart from each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think he knows that it's getting closer to that time. So,
and in this recent one, in Rogue Nation, so much of their marketing has been surrounded by Tom Cruise is doing these stunts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's pulling people in a world where everything's made with like CGI and special effects.
Yeah.
They were pushing that these are like more or less practical stunts.
Yep.
And he needs to be as young as possible for that to continue.
But he's still in fantastic shape and does all his own stunts. I mean, Sly's 65. Cruise is only 50-something.
True.
And Sly still does it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
good
all,
point.
He's all...
Yeah.
And just to throw it out there for those of you who thought 500 million was a lot, Jurassic World is now at 1.6 billion.
Universal is crushing.
Nice.
All of these numbers are adding to the fact that this summer box office is the second best box office of all time.
That's saying a lot.
For the summer.
Yeah.
Like second best, most money this summer.
It's first.
And
What year?
Last year, probably.
What year did Rocky IV come out?
Oh, yeah. 85.
That's it.
85, that's it.
That is a good question.
That's 100%.
That's it.
Oh, another international news, the Venice Film Festival kicked off.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, a lot of good reviews coming out. Scott Mance has actually been doing a lot of reviews for it, too.
The most I've heard about is the 10-minute standing ovation for The Danish Girl.
Oh, that's the movie
Eddie
with Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah, but there was only two people in the audience.
Liar.
Yeah, Caitlyn Jenner. And Jeffrey Tambor dressed as the girl,
dude,
guy, or whatever it was. So they 10 minute. They had a 10 minute ovation, and then they went and had a spot of tea afterwards.
He's just jealous. Yeah. He's just jealous of the success and the popularity that this movie is having.
What's Cody's thought on The Danish Girl?
I know absolutely nothing about it. The fact that
he
Eddie
wrote
Redmayne
it.
Is apparently really good in it.
Eddie Redmayne dresses as cross-dresses in it.
Yeah.
Woman,
I saw the trailer, and it's definitely like takes place in those olden days in England. And it's weird because it's like he does it with his wife. Like she wants to paint him as like a woman, so he dresses up as it, and he's like, I don't like this.
He undergoes a sex change operation.
Like he does.
Oh, does he really? A full
sex change? Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Hold on, let's get the full synopsis. But The Danish Girl, the remarkable love story inspired by the lives of artists Lily Ilbe and Gerda Wegener. I don't know.
Yeah,
Lily and Gerda's marriage and work involve as they navigate Lily's groundbreaking journey as a transgender pioneer.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that is the role that Redmayne is going to be playing. Imagine by Tom Hooper.
Probably win an Oscar.
Imagine being the first.
Might win like 8 Oscars.
Yeah, I might win like 8.
Tom Hooper's directing. He had a speech and all that.
And it also has Gerda is played by Alicia
Malone.
Vikander. She in Ex Machina, yep. And she's mm-hmm. also been in
she's
Man from U.N.C.L.E.
She's beautiful.
She's having a great year.
Yeah.
She's having a great life.
The thing that I keep thinking about this movie is imagine being the first doctor where someone comes up to you and says, I want to take this off.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me is like mind-boggling. Yeah. Because the doctor's never had that before.
You gotta
he's like, wait a minute, you want a what?
Yeah. Like, what can I do with that?
Did Jerry put you up to this? What are you talking about?
This is a prank.
This is a prank. Well, that's crazy.
The crazy part about it is inside of the, I mean, obviously when babies are conceived and they start to, you know.
Where are you going at this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, basically what I'm saying is they all babies are girls at first, and then to the chromosome switches to a boy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's why you got hermaphrodites every once in a while, because stuff screws up in there. But that's why, you know, when you open up the human body, mm-hmm. it's very easy to do sex change. Oh. It's just the hormones that are the problem.
Okay. And then they go under hormone training and all that.
Did you learn that from Jurassic, Jurassic World? Or Park.
Park.
Voila. Right.
See there, things you learn from
them. Exactly.
Voila.
All right. So this is what's going on. Outside of the U.S., I'm sure once the Danish Girl hits theaters over here, it'll start making some money. Probably not a ton, depending on when they release it, but definitely a couple million.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to lead us off in our game? You get to play a game with us.
Yeah.
That's what
I'm here for.
Yeah, also, you get to see JT do a dance.
Really?
Jesus. For the international title game.
Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución, no lo queremos.
Do you realize you're bobbing your head on the couch?
Yeah.
You like that music?
What's wrong with that?
Cops is here.
I can't bob my head.
Yeah.
You can bob your head. You can bob your head.
Bob it for Bobby
Finn. So, there you go. So, was that the Danish Girl thing?
That was him watching the Danish Girl.
Who?
Clapping.
Her, you mean.
Her, yeah.
Yeah.
I add a portion of this story in the beginning into my...
Yes.
Oh, portion. Into your routine?
Okay. Have you played... Yeah. Do you know what game we're talking about?
Yeah. Am I guessing the one that's right or the one that's wrong?
You're guessing the one that is...
Wrong.
Okay, false. I can do it.
False.
Okay, so it's the international title game from Chinese Taipei, whoever.
from Chinese.
Last week we wanted to talk about Wes Craven, but we didn't really have time to... get into it because he died like the day of or before.
Day before.
So we didn't really time to research the facts, but we're doing it this week because there's shitty movies out and there's no real stars in them. No disrespect to Wes Craven.
No,
just saying.
Yeah.
All right, for our movie title game, Wes Craven. Last House on the Left.
Mm.
Okay. Murder regardless of left and right.
Oh, that's not a bad title.
It's a long title.
Shocker. Two in the pink, one in the stink. Kidding. Kidding. Totally kidding.
Can we edit that out?
Or not. That might be fantastic.
Can we just edit that out?
Okay. All right, forget that. Sorry about that.
What was there?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Peach has got to be in something.
Go to Bed at Midnight. Ghost with Razors.
It works. Very literal.
Vampire in Brooklyn.
Oh, classic.
I suck. I suck. I suck. Suck, suck.
Shut.
Are you serious?
Shut up.
I mean,
no
am
way.
I?
No.
The Hills Have Eyes 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Magic Mountain. I'll go over again. And everybody's going to play it.
Yes, please.
I'll leave out the shocker one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Last House on the Left. Murder regardless of left and right. Nightmare on Elm Street. Go to Bed at Midnight. Ghost with Razors. Vampire in Brooklyn. I suck. I suck. I suck. Suck, suck. The Hills Have Eyes 2. Okay. Magic Mountain.
Well.
I've won the last 2 weeks in a row.
I'm going to say, I think that suck one is close to being right. I think you added a suck or two on there. And
wow.
That's what makes it.
Wow. Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Okay.
Cody.
Too many sucks.
I'll go with Last House on the Left.
Oh, left, right, yeah.
That seems too literal.
Murder regardless of left and right.
Yeah,
that's
do you know what's going on in China over there? Do you think they're little?
I have a question. Have you been to Disneyland?
What are you asking for?
Have you been to Disneyland?
Yeah, once in my life.
Have you been to Six Flags?
Yes, I have. I don't like either one of them. I will never go again. It's not my speed.
I don't even know what that question would.
I know what she's trying to do.
No, she's watching my right eyebrow.
Okay. I'm gonna pick Magic Mountain.
Okay.
Let's give Coaster a try.
Coaster.
There's no way. Suck. There's no way. That's got to be it.
Okay.
All right. Let's ask engineer John.
Jonathan.
Just stump him and pick the only one no one's picked.
What the? Yeah, I'll do Nightmare.
There we go.
Okay. One of us is going.
He did it. And he's right.
Now, what? Oh, are you serious?
Yep.
Suck.
It's really called suck.
Yes, 100%. It's I suck. 100%. I was like,
that's incredible.
This is gold.
I literally
figured the ghost of the razor. That was just too.
I added, at midnight. It's just called go to bed at midnight. I added ghost with razor.
Mm. Also, the working title for Gremlins.
Yeah.
Not really.
That's what I was about to say.
I was like, what? Really?
Made yourself look smart. Okay.
I took it back.
All right.
Nice work, Jonathan.
Oh, Jonathan, coming in with a steal.
I have a little bit of trivia just before we go on to.
Oh, wow. We love trivia.
It's not a big trivia. It's just like because we don't have much to talk about this week.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little. This is a pattern for...
Well, movie-related, we have nothing to talk about.
All right, but movie-related
okay.
is last year at this time,
mm-hmm.
Guardians was still topping off the box office. It was in its sixth week.
Okay.
The second movie was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in its fifth week. And then we're going on to, like, Let's Be Cops. So this... I feel like September is the month that's like ripe for the picking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Like they need to find the niche for what September can like.
They did Jesus movies.
That's the pattern.
That might be the new pattern.
It might be the new pattern.
If you release, I think that's why like with Guardians, if you release a really good blockbuster in August, you have that month carry.
Yeah,
it carries into like Straight Outta Compton and Mission Possible are both really quality films, mm-hmm. but they're different enough that they're sharing that money. Whereas I feel like last year Guardians was basically taking it all.
But yes, Guardians. September 5th through 7th last year, Guardians was bringing in $10 million.
Yeah. Oh, it was a juggernaut. It was the highest grossing film of the year for a while.
Yes. But I think this just shows that September has potential.
Yeah.
Are you drumming on yourself?
Every month has potential.
Every month has potential.
I got a song caught in my head.
Are you going to sing it?
No.
Are you going to share what it is?
Yeah, it's another night, another dream.
Went to the 90s.
Is that the Night at the Roxbury?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
I don't remember. If someone out there, if you remember that song and what it's in, please add that to our comments with the other things that you guys write to us about.
It is in the Night of the Roxbury.
Oh, it is? Okay. But it's not the main song.
It's not the main song.
No.
That's what I was thinking.
The main one is like where they like their heads.
Yeah.
All right, now we can get into the top five grossing Wes Craven films.
Interesting list.
So, interesting list. The top four stay the same, whether adjusted or non-adjusted, but the fifth spot, there's a little bit of confusion about. So, if you take...
And as usual, we one franchise, mm-hmm. one movie per franchise, so the first three would have been Scream.
Yes. So, things are going to get a little grouped together. So, for the singular pictures... If you go to the not adjusted numbers, the fifth spot goes to Vampire in Brooklyn.
Which or, as we know it, I suck.
suck.
Yeah.
With $19 million. The adjusted numbers actually goes to The Serpent and the Rainbow, which I have never heard of.
Yes, it was a great movie. It was a good...
Sorry.
It was a really good movie, actually.
It's a good 80s... I mean, we got one half of the horror podcast here.
I was going to be like, this is why you're being called on here.
Was it Bill Paxton?
This is where you're supposed to talk.
Bill Pullman, that's who it was.
Yeah.
Coaster and Cody, take the horror movies away.
Have you seen this?
I have not. We just did our Wes Craven episode of Horror Flicks. You can find that on iTunes, by the way. But this is one of the few that I didn't see. Actually, there's a decent amount of Wes Craven, so I was surprised I didn't see it, so I'm excited to go back and watch some of the
check it out.
Yeah, due to a lot of political turmoil in Haiti where they were shooting.
Are you talking about The Serpent and the Rainbow, or are you talking about Vampire in Brooklyn?
The Serpent and Rainbow.
Okay.
They weren't, they didn't shoot. Shot in Brooklyn. They didn't shoot in Haiti. There's no houses over there. Everything's straw. Just kidding, everybody in Haiti. I'm going to get crucified by them now.
Offending people left and right today.
That's what I do. There was no guarantee for safety over there. but okay. for anybody except for Wes Craven.
How do they guarantee yeah. Wes Craven?
They looked at
him
team?
As, they looked at him as like a voodoo. They're like, the voodoo warrior is good. Everybody else, it's like C-3PO in the Ewok village. You know what I mean? He was like the god thing.
That's the way to
yeah. good analogy.
Great.
So they were like, he's cool, but everybody else is with.
And he
we're not guaranteeing else. Safety here.
But he assured everyone else. He's like, oh, no, leave them be.
Yeah, no.
Gotcha.
They had to pick up and go to the Dominican Republic.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we skipped over Vampire Brooklyn a little bit. I saw that movie in theaters.
Wow.
Like, one of my best friends, like, uncle, like, brought us. It was, like, my friend's birthday, and Eddie Murphy was huge in the early 90s. Let's not forget. He was yeah, still
huge.
Big.
Huge.
And a vampire comedy? Like, yeah, of course. And, yeah, it wasn't good.
Fox was... No, that was...
John Landis night. Directed it, I believe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Landis did it.
Yeah, John Landis.
No, Wes Craven.
Oh, Craven, no, but John Landis, like, I thought he produced
no,
it or something.
No, that's Trading Places.
Well, obviously he did Trading Places.
Oh, so I have to do more research.
Oh, that's right. So, yeah, I was not talking about Wes Craven directed it, but I could have swore, like, Landis or somebody had to...
Give me a second.
Yes, I thought maybe he wrote it.
The People Under the Stairs, which not Justin made $24 million, and Justin made $48 million, mm-hmm. taking the fourth spot on the Wes Craven list.
That's one of those movies I grew up loving, like, as a horror film. Like, it was one of those movies that wasn't... It was a hit, but it was, like, that one VHS, like, me and my friends would always, like, hey, dude, yeah, bro, this really? Check it out. Yeah, because it's really creepy. Everyone's scared of the basement. I grew up in the East Coast. There's no basements, really, in L.A.
There
isn't. Okay?
You don't have
Yeah, but in the East Coast, you have basements. They're cold.
Scary,
they're
mildew,
scary.
Brick
yeah.
basements with
and
no windows.
There's... And I remember, you know, everyone had those wood steps that you would walk in, and it's just so dark. And you're always, and always like, what's underneath those
steps? You have like
steps?
A light that you had to pull, like the string.
Yeah, yeah.
On.
It's oh. like, it's like, the freaking Conjuring.
Yeah.
Did you see it, Cody?
I have not. Yeah, that's another one. I'm
so
just, I'm terrible at this.
Wes Craven's movie
you're
have
to be
you seen?
I know. We talked about this. I felt so bad. I was like, I was so excited to do the Wes Craven episode, and I was like, I haven't seen a good amount of these. I was like,
you know,
maybe you can talk a little bit about this one.
But hold on. He was inspired to write this film after a true story. About burglars breaking into a house, right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
When authorities arrived, the burglars disappeared. They discovered locked doors in the room with people yelling from behind. Like, four children were, like, kept captive by their parents.
Yeah.
So, basically, the burglar who robbed them actually set up a chain of events where, like, this is... Some weird shit happened.
That was
there.
Like a happy story.
Well, it's happy, but
it started out so sinister.
No, when they found the kids were like malnutrition.
It's like an evil discovering a greater evil.
Right.
And
exactly.
It's then faced with immortality.
Yes. You know what? That's eloquent.
You can't even do
that. That was really eloquent.
I'm writing a script. I'm writing a script.
All right.
Eloquently put.
Well, maybe you all can talk about this next film on the list, Nightmare on Elm Street.
I've seen that one.
Yes.
$25 million now adjusted 61.
Yeah. I mean, this was a game changer for horror films.
Absolutely.
To this day, it still holds up. It's still probably the best of the Nightmare movies,
absolutely.
Hands down. Mm-hmm. I think movies, you know, Was it well made? Yes. I mean, yeah, it's a little bit of cheesiness. You get a little bit of that 80s cheese. But an idea that great, as long as you could present it in a decent way, it's going to I feel like it's going to take off.
Mm-hmm.
That's just such a genius idea. Almost, I can't see how that movie would fail with that kind of script.
We talked about it last week. It's the top three scariest movies of all time on my list. Easily.
One of the first ones that kept me up. Yeah.
It's really scary. And then, you know, can anybody take a wild guess? How much screen time Freddy Krueger had?
Oh, let's ask the horror geeks here.
Ooh.
Horror flicks. Sorry.
Hashtag
what do you think?
I'm going to say like maybe 11 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say it's got to not be that much.
You know, that might even be more. Godzilla was probably in Godzilla more than.
I'll go 20. I'll just say 20.
Anybody? Oh, we're not going to ask anybody else. Okay. 7 minutes.
Oh, 7 minutes.
Oh, wow.
You know if you can a horror movie's good. If you could have the villain for only 7 minutes.
Hannibal Lecter. Same thing, too. He's barely in the movie.
Yeah, and it's just like it kills you with that.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's crazy. Mostly Wes gets all of his stuff off of real stories, like from, like, different places and things like foreign countries and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff was happening. I think it might have been Haiti or something like that. some one of those voodoo countries.
During his time,
I don't know if it was Haiti, but he had seen articles in newspaper of people staying up late at night and they'd be dying from that.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he took that idea, and then he took an idea of, like, a Freddy from a real-life story from himself that he... His house, there was like an alleyway down below, and he looked out the window. He saw a dude in like a Christmas sweater and a top hat, and the guy like looked back up at him. Wes Craven was scared. He went back, and so he wanted to see if he was still out there. He looked up, and then the guy that was in the alleyway was just right there, and all he saw was just eyes.
Yeah.
And it just scared the crap out of him, and that's how he came up with Freddy Krueger.
scary as shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh god.
Wow. Yeah, I mean,
it's fun for the whole family. Yeah. Good time.
I only did that once at Sarah's window. It's only
once. I mean, it takes a simple premise of like, you're most scared when you're most vulnerable. Like, there's that always that famous scene from books where, like, someone's asleep and someone's over your bed with a knife.
Yeah.
Sure. Right? It's that to the next level. Like, he's in your dreams. He's in your sleep. It's just a genius idea, and I think that's why it's one of the best horror movies ever.
Absolutely.
Definitely one of the best. And then going up to number two, Red Eye. Going in 57 million or just 75?
Yeah, this is when Rachel McAdams was like beginning her ascension to like
a little peak
A-list. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that really helped the movie. And in fact, the trailer was great. Like, I remember the trailer, the first time I saw it, I thought maybe it was like a supernatural movie. Cause like the teaser is like them on a plane, then everything gets dark and it just goes up on one eye turns red. It's like, is this guy a freaking vampire? What the hell's going on?
He was interesting.
Yeah, but it really is just kind of like a thriller. Like this hitman trying to take out his target. And it's a good movie. I think if a lot of people haven't seen, you should check it out. It's kind of one that gets forgotten because it's not a straight up horror movie.
You know who the film was specifically written for?
No.
A couple.
Angelina and Brad?
No, this was before.
Yeah.
Oh, this was Brad and Aniston times.
Thank you for your expertise on this subject.
Is it, I'm trying to think of couples in the 90s, Demi Moore and Bruce Willis?
Close.
Courtney Cox and David Arquette. That would be amazing.
That would have been a good one. That would have been like cheese fest though.
Yeah, that would have been.
Sean Penn.
Yes.
And Robin Wright Penn.
Yes. Oh, that movie would have been 10 times better.
They had commitments. Sean Penn was like beating people down. Left and right. He was like, I can't do this movie. Yeah. I got red eye constantly. I'm fighting everybody.
That guy has inspired so many movies. Fight Club's originally based on like his Fight Club.
Yeah, his real life.
Yeah, his real life thing. That was a real thing Sean Penn did.
The Cillian Murphy character was so intense on set that he threw Rachel McAdams, like in the scene where he throws her in the bathroom.
Yeah. Threw it too hard?
He threw it too hard. She was knocked out for like a half hour.
Shut up. She's
like
dead
serious. Really? Knocked out. Yeah. Really? Yeah, she was knocked out for a half hour. 100%.
Wow. That's kind of crazy.
She got up and didn't know where she was.
Segwaying into the next segment.
The next one goes to
she woke
Scream.
Up in my bed. Yeah. I don't know how that happened.
Scream for $103 million or adjusted $189
That's crazy. Could you imagine today a horror movie making $189 million?
It didn't happen.
The Conjuring was close to that, wasn't it?
That was like 100.
Was it close to 100?
Something.
It did 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did 100. But
so did the one
I So I could imagine it, Cody.
Okay, fine. The one example of the last 10 years, JT.
No, you are 100% right.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Blumhouse does their movies, they top out at like 40, 45. Yeah. Insidious or something like that gets to like a 60 or 70. But yeah, Conjuring is definitely an anomaly in that standpoint for sure.
Scream, like, I think they were smart. They really, like, MTV at that time was huge. Like, they were actually still kind of a music pop culture phenomenon.
Right, of course.
And they really kind of went to that audience.
Well, they stacked the deck with young talent as well. But the thing is, when Scream came out, there wasn't 30,000 horror movies per year.
Yeah,
true. You know, you're talking three or four solid ones, and then some really junk ones that were B. But now B horror movies are getting into theaters because they know they can grab that cash.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
It's almost like the Usual Suspects of horror movies in a way. Because like when you watch Usual Suspects and you're trying to figure stuff out, it's one of those movies you go back and rewatch, and you're like, okay, that's where that goes like here and there. Yeah, with a twist. I remember watching Scream the first time, and the last 15, 20 minutes, I'm like, nope, that's the killer. Nope, that's the killer.
Yep.
Okay, I got it now. I got it now.
You got it
when
they revealed
it to you. This is a killer.
Yeah.
Then it's like, no, wait, the killer just died. What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
And that experience stuck with me for so long. It's one of the most entertaining horror films. I don't think it's the scariest.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's definitely some scary aspects to it, but it's one of the most entertaining and well-written horror
films. It's a good balance of comedy and horror, because there are some like terrifying imagery in it, too.
There is.
And even the way they pitched it to New Line, they were saying that he pretty much had to pitch it as a comedy, because they weren't taking it serious.
Mm-hmm. Totally understand.
They did it, and then they threw in the scares, and it's just perfect.
And that whole meta aspect that they brought into it, like, you know, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like so quotable.
Matthew Lillard is phenomenal in that movie.
He is really
Really.
Then, you know,
really.
The crazy part about it was during production, the sheet he wore was white.
Okay. Oh, what?
So they wanted to make it look like a real ghost.
Oh, okay.
But then they put it on film. They're like, this guy looks like a Klan member.
Yeah.
They're like, we can't have
that. They went through different looks of the mask.
So
the
it was
the
mask, too, but they had him in white. Yeah. All white. And they were like, it just doesn't show well on camera and look like a Klan member. You can't, you know, you don't want Klan members going to the...
Well, they definitely created an iconic look. So let's move on, talking about maybe some upcoming horror movies coming into the box office this weekend. We have The Visit.
which is coming out.
Speaking of horror films.
Heyo.
That was my segue. I already said that.
Yeah, she's good with segues.
I already got that one, JT. But yes, right. Visit is coming out. It's, of course, like two kids go visit their grandparents.
Shyamalan Ding Dong. Shyamalan.
Shawshank Redemption.
It's interesting. He finances himself.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Just to have full creative control, because he said that's his excuse he's using now for putting out shitty movies. You know, there's two versions of this film.
I did not know that.
There is a straight comedy one, like kind of comedic horror.
Okay.
And then there's one where it's like, get in the oven and I'll cook you up or whatever.
I did hear that. I actually did hear something like that.
They went with the horror one.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I think we'll probably see the comedy one after this one, probably tanks. But I
hear that's the one he really wanted to do.
But I'm hearing really good things about this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you guys like the trailer? Like, the trailer to me, I was like, I was like, so. Some of it, I could see where the comedy's coming from.
Yeah, but get in the oven, though. And when she's like, get in the oven, clean it. That's spooky.
And that one's kind of, they take the most wholesome thing to every person, their grandmother, and makes them scary. I think for me, when they first opened the door,
my grandmother.
And she's like scratching the wall. Not every grandmother.
Close to it.
How was your grandmother?
She's awesome. Yeah,
man.
She was Ecuadorian. Did you see
It's true.
Universals.
But yeah, I want to give this director a chance. It's like, I want him to make a good movie, but he hasn't done a good one in so long. Mm-hmm. And listen, we partied with him at Comic-Con.
Hey, he was nice guy.
Cool, yeah,
dude.
Cool guy.
He was like, please go see my movie this weekend. I'm like, sure. Pretty much. Why not?
Yeah.
So, I'm not really...
They've been pushing the marketing for this one, though.
But do you think it's connecting with audiences?
I don't feel like... I personally don't connect with it.
Yeah, me personally.
Whenever... Whenever I'm in a theater and the trailer comes on, people just laugh most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, well, because it's Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Yeah, it's true.
They don't... They're done with this
guy. See that name, and it's scary. I don't think this is going to be, like, his full... I think this will just be, like, a nice medium return. I don't think it's going to be, like, an amazing hit. No. As long as it's decent. Because he's kind of treading back from a huge blockbuster. Yeah. And that's what he needs to do. He needs to just get away from all that crap.
Right. He used his After Earth money to do this. He really did.
When the trailer says, from the guy that brought to you Sixth Sense and Signs, which were in like 2000.
Yeah.
Like,
he's like, actually,
what's
six
he been
more
doing? Yeah, this. What's he been doing since then? Yeah, that's right. Crap.
Right.
That's a bad sign.
Well, being that we have a box office that's dominated by a $9 million movie right now, it could gain some ground.
It's going to be number one.
Also, speaking to another. This one's a thriller. The Perfect Guy is coming out. It's a rated PG-13 thriller.
Really? Is it PG-13?
It's PG-13.
The poster's
in
PG-13.
Centering around... No, it's not.
This might be not.
Oh my god, it's not. Wow.
Like, this does not look like a PG-13 rated movie.
No,
Bring the kids.
It's not like it's really, really
I'm
hot.
Really confused so why they have chose this to make this movie PG-13. I think it would do better probably with an R-rated
With that poster, it should be called Side Boob.
It's cleavage.
It's kind of side
directly from the front. What side boob are you looking at?
She's exposing side boobs, isn't she?
No.
I retweet anything.
Maybe I'm
looking
at different poster.
This is the poster we're looking at.
There's side boob there,
there's
too.
That is not side boob.
That's half
side boob.
No,
from the side
boob
is
I know,
on the
but
side.
If I was on the side of her, look at both those guys in the poster. Look at the side boob.
No.
That's reverse side boob.
They have to see, like, under.
You guys, front part is cleavage.
That's inner side boob. It's inner side boob. Inner side boob.
Also known as cleavage.
That's full on.
Also known as I like to have my head between them.
No, this is a cleavage shot.
That being said, Sanaa Lathan's hot. She's always been hot. She's like 40-something years old. She still plays hot. She's had some good movies, you know, Love and Basketball.
She was in that?
Yeah, she had a couple of different things she's done.
It's basically like she breaks up with her boyfriend, starts dating a new guy. The new guy turns out to be nuts.
Yeah, but he's nice. He's so nice at first.
Yeah, of course.
And then he does the old Suge Knight and beats somebody down for, like, parking in his spot.
Yes,
and then,
yes.
And then the next thing you know, he's under the bed while she's, like, having sex with somebody else. This is some really good stuff. But it's going to be PG-13, so you're not going to see
it. But it's worth... Yeah, that's the problem with
her breasts.
I just think this movie would do better. I think this movie would just do a lot better if it was rated R. But it is coming out. Also coming out, Goodnight Mommy.
Yeah.
Goodnight Mommy is coming out. Let's read a little bit about it. This is loading, and I know it's going to load the moment that I want it. It has a 77% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Isn't that Lily Tomlin?
No.
That's Grandma. Yeah.
And it is rated R, and it is a drama horror.
Really?
Yeah, I can see that.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That one. It's a foreign film, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, oh, okay. In the heat of the summer, a lonesome house in the countryside between the woods and cornfields, 9-year-old twin brothers are waiting for their mother. When she comes home bandaged after cosmetic surgery, nothing is like before.
It's probably a
the
man.
Children start to doubt this woman is actually their mother. Mm-hmm. It emerges an existential struggle for identity and fundamental trust.
That'd be a great twist.
That sounds like a great movie.
I gotta say, the trailer is creepy as F.
This,
yeah, trailer's great.
This
I gotta watch
terrifying,
that.
Yeah. But, like, good, terrifying.
There's one shot where, like, a bug crawls in her mouth while she's sleeping.
I wish I didn't see that in the trailer. Yeah. I was like, hate that.
And I was just like, ugh.
Scary stuff.
This looks like a good, scary movie.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like when the lizard came out of Chester Copperpot's mouth in Goonies when they found him. That's scary too. That's the a caterpillar,
great,
or whatever they have.
That's a great allergy.
Yeah, allergy.
Analogy. Analogy.
The
did I say analogy?
I think I heard allergy.
I thought it was allergy. Okay.
I'm allergic to caterpillars.
There you go.
The problem is, like, box office mojo doesn't even have the theater count where it's going to be
limited.
Oh, it's only going to be
this
in one theater.
It's going to be like a VOD movie more than it is a theatrical.
Yeah.
I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's one that I'm going to recommend people seeing.
Yeah.
Is it foreign language?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably subtitled.
Yeah.
Chinese.
It's Austrian.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're good.
Austria.
They're good.
I do not know. Don't know. Also coming out is Sleeping with Other People, also in a limited number of theaters.
Also the name of...
also the name of what everybody does.
Of Tom's biography.
Yeah.
Sleeping with Other People is coming out. A good natured... described as a good natured womanizer and a serial cheater.
Yeah, I mean, wow.
Good natured womanizer and a serial cheater form a platonic relationship that helps them reform their ways while a mutual attraction sets in.
So this is a fantasy.
So it was, yeah.
I mean, this is just, like, going to end with, like, oh, we've discovered what an open relationship is.
Yeah, this was a Sundance movie, right?
So it was
had some buzz behind
it. Was voted best movie at Sundance, actually.
Okay. Wow,
this one
really?
Seems different, though, because they're not actually sleeping with each other. They're just being friends and sleeping with other people around.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll probably end up being together, but it's still a nice little spin on it.
They meet at, like, a sex therapist, like, you know, get together.
Yeah.
Whatever, like that.
I heard Sudeikis is fantastic. IFC paid $7 million for this. Seven figures.
That's not bad.
No, it's seven figures, so it's
good for them.
It's probably somewhere around there.
I love Alison Brie.
Yeah, she's...
Come on, throw that out there. I'll watch anything.
She's getting married to Dave Franco.
Yeah, she's got the Franco.
Sudeikis is the nephew of George Wendt from Norm from Cheers.
No
yeah.
way.
Didn't
really?
Know that. Yeah.
He lives in Connecticut.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, Norm was in Gung Ho, one of my favorite movies.
I love Gung Ho.
Yeah,
all right. The best movie. We have another movie to talk about that wasn't written on this list,
yeah, sorry,
but I think should be noted. 90 Minutes in Heaven
Never
is coming out. It is based on a book.
Or AKA, that's above my bedpost.
That's 90 Minutes in Heaven.
That's the name of the book, which is an autobiography on his high school days.
Drama, and you were both wrong. You were all wrong. It is based on a book, but it is about a man involved in a horrific car crash who's pronounced dead, only to come back to life.
90 minutes later?
Yes. Good guess. Ooh. Claiming he's, seen heaven.
That's what I call a zombie.
No, there is
90
a
minutes,
really
you come
big,
back, you're dead.
There's a really big following for stories like this, especially in the religious
community.
True.
Yeah,
yes,
put chicks
it's based
into
on
trances
true.
Like that.
But there's tons of, like, documented information about, like, especially, like, little kids who have their hearts start beating and they've come back saying they saw something. And they get a lot of publicity.
90 minutes.
There was a lady in Brazil.
There was a movie last year that did the same thing with a kid who went to heaven.
Yes.
Heaven is for real.
Heaven's for real.
Yeah. A lot of money. Mm.
Here's the deal. Like, just last week I read a story on the news.
Yeah.
Where seems to be.
Someone in another country got buried alive. And they had to, like, as they were putting her in the ground, she, like, woke up.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine being at that funeral?
But here's the thing. That's because they don't have good doctors over there, and they don't.
Oh, okay.
And it's a poor country, so they're just not, like, well informed.
Yeah, if they're out, if they're sleeping, they're like, hey, what's up with Myra over there? I think she's dead. All right.
Let's bury her
right now.
So, yeah, but that doesn't happen. This doesn't happen in America, I'm guessing. And I don't understand how that could happen.
It happened to me once.
What happened? What was it?
I had a hamster.
Okay.
He disappeared into a wall for like 6 months. Came back.
6 months.
6 months. Came back. Was laid out dead in the cage after he got back. I think he was so you know, upset about being caged again or something. I'm not sure. Anyway, that being said, we put him in a Drake's coffee
Why
cake
Why do you
box.
Have a pet hamster?
Because my uncle was running a bazaar, and he had, you know,
it's
you
a
win,
weird story.
You win hamsters.
I don't think I like it. I think I'm going to cut it off.
That being said, no.
I want to hear what happens.
I'm very intrigued.
Yeah, we put him in a Drake's coffee, you know, cake box. I had, like, you know, surrounded him with, like, cotton and stuff like that. Started to bury him, and then we hear just scratching.
So he was just alive. Sleeping.
They go into a big hibernation. And now Google wasn't around back then, and nobody really knew about hamsters as pets. So he was in a hibernation state. He woke up, and then he lived another 6 months, but then he escaped and he got ran over by a bike, and that was
this
it.
This is our next short really film dead. That we're doing.
I was gonna say,
the hamster's going to come back and kill us all.
No. That's, yeah, there you go.
I think that's it.
I think we found our Christian film.
Yeah.
This is the kids. This is an animated kids movie, and it's a Christian film. We're going to make millions.
The hamster.
Love it.
Let's see if any of these movies.
He was white, and his name was Whitey. And then I had a black one. His name was Blackie.
Okay.
Real creative, Tom, back then. Real creative.
JT, you're going to be starting our predictions this week.
No, really?
Things to think about, yes, are The Visit, The Perfect Guy, I would say 90 Minutes in Heaven, and of course our current contenders being War Room, Straight Outta Compton, Walk in the Woods, Mission Impossible, and Transporter.
How many theaters is 90 Minutes in Heaven?
Zero.
Nationwide.
Is it? It's nationwide.
Really? Nationwide.
Really? Is it really?
Oof. Yes, this is why I brought it up.
Man, War Room and 90 Minutes, that's...
Perfect Guy, 2,000 plus, right. The Visit, nationwide.
God, The Perfect Guy might sneak up and make number one.
You know what? It's,
you know
yeah,
what?
They
it's
might,
possible.
They might mistake Shana with, what's her name? Taraji Henson.
All right, you know what? I'm going to go The Perfect Guy, number one.
Not a bad guess.
I think that audience, you know, those movies open up strong sometimes, and I think this one might hit a nerve. If Beyonce was in it, I would say guarantee number one.
Yeah.
She did a movie like this not that long ago.
Or Terrence Howard.
Or Terrence Howard, yeah.
With, no, without a do-rag, though.
Without,
he needs
to
quit the do-rags.
Okay.
He's not black enough.
I'll do The Perfect Guy number one. I'll do The Visit number two. Then I'll do 90 Minutes in Heaven. Then I'll do War Room. And then I will do... Oh, no, you know what? Straight Outta Compton might do better than that. Oh, crap.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a tough one again.
All right, so The Perfect Guy, The Visit. Then I'm going to go Straight Outta Compton, then War Room. No, Straight Outta Compton, then 90 Minutes in Heaven, then War Room. Because I think War Room's going to take a big hit because of 90 Minutes in Heaven.
I agree.
That was tough.
Wait a minute. Hold on here.
Yeah.
How long is how many theaters are sleeping when other people are coming out?
It's not
barely any.
Five.
Okay. Yeah,
gotcha. I think.
Gotcha.
Cody.
Okay. This is actually a lot more like
right
daunting than I thought.
This guy works at a theater,
hey,
so he has a ground level.
The movie show on Thursdays.
Okay. I'm gonna go Visit number one. It's gonna be close. Visit number one. Okay. Perfect Guy number two. 90 Minutes number three. I'm gonna go Walk in the Woods number four.
Oh, I forgot about Walking the Woods.
Damn right,
because I don't think that's going anywhere. I think War Room will. Then War Room number five.
Oh, wait, but War Room still need more. No, I'm comfortable where I'm at.
Yeah, I think you are. Oh, nice.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Not bad.
Yeah. Okay. Do I go?
Go ahead.
Sure. All right. Five, I'm going with Straight Outta Compton.
Okay.
I think it'll stay there. Although, you know, four, War Room.
Okay.
Three, 90 Minutes in Heaven, a.k.a. 90 Minutes in Heaven.
Yeah.
Number two, The Perfect Guy.
Okay.
A.k.a. me. And number one, The Gift, also a.k.a. me.
So. The Gift? How is that Joel Edgerton
film
coming back
no, the gift.
To number one?
Number
boom, like, The Visit.
The Visit.
It's coming back from like number 12.
This guy, that's a bold prediction.
It should.
It should. It's
so
great
Compton
movie.
At five, War Room at four, 90 Minutes at three, Perfect Guy at two, and The Visit at number one. Probably around, I would say probably around like 15 million. Maybe 17 or something. I don't know. I think people are like, you know what? It's that one line. With the grandmother,
the
with the get in the oven.
I don't know, man.
That kind of has me intrigued, and I heard it's good word of mouth on it.
I've heard the opposite, so.
So there you go, poof.
None of these have, like, ratings out right now.
No,
they're all hiding them.
Smart.
I think that people are actually going to take a chance on The Visit. So I am going to put the... I'm putting The Visit number one.
Over The Perfect Guy. I'm the only one.
Then I'm putting The Perfect Guy.
Oh, you didn't? All right, go.
No, wait, never mind. I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Sorry.
I was about to say no, you didn't.
I'm new here, guys. Yeah, sorry.
I did The Visit, then The Perfect Guy, then 90 Minutes, then Straight Outta Compton, and then War Room.
Mm.
Okay.
And then number six is going to be A Walk in the Woods.
You're probably right.
Just throw it in there. I feel, you know, I think we all have pretty solid lists.
I gotta get
list.
Back from 0.05. I mean, it's not good.
Really, if Perfect Guy pulls through for me, I think I'm good.
It's just a close numbers game.
Yeah, well, just, look at this top five this week. They're all like a million away from each other. It's just, yeah, it's crap season right
and
now.
And it's a lot of like...
Well, football and NFL football starts next Sunday.
Good point.
So,
shit.
And usually people who really follow Jesus hardcore don't care about the NFL.
That's a good point.
And that's why... They put these movies
out. I don't know if I agree with that.
No, Tebow did just get released.
Yeah.
Look, because
I don't,
they have no reason to watch.
See,
they
now have no reason to watch. Now it's
they're
over.
Done.
Now, here's the analogy to that. You know, church, which...
Be careful. I'm worried about
you. I'm not saying anything wrong.
Okay.
They have to... You know, the churchgoers have to go to church on Sundays.
Yes.
Scared to go to church?
But it's like almost a field trip to them from church...
Mm-hmm.
To go see the movie.
True.
So they're like, you don't have to show up this, you know, Reverend whoever. Reverend, like, give me money. Is like, hey, you don't have to come today. Just go see the movie War Room and that's your assignment
for the
weekend.
But don't you think that...
Nice.
But will 90 Minutes in Heaven and War Room...
They're going to go see a double feature.
Hurt each other.
No, they're going to see a double feature.
They're going to see both.
No.
Yeah, they'll give their
won't
money.
They both be higher up on the list.
They give money for free, so why not give it to the theater?
Is there anybody famous in 90 Minutes? Is it just like War Room?
Yeah, 90 Minutes has... More than, it has yeah. I believe it has Hayden Christensen in it.
And Kate Bosworth.
And Kate Bosworth, yeah.
He was like Jesus in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It just...
No, I love the church. I'm just kidding. I mean, I don't have anything bad
and
to say
I believe
about
it's based on a true story.
Yeah.
It's on a book.
Man,
or
I haven't even heard of it. Like, I'm surprised I haven't heard anything about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, again,
we didn't hear anything about War Room.
We're not usually on church Sunday.
Not at all.
Been missing these memos.
Yeah.
Let's see if we have a caller who maybe has some more information for us.
Who do we have?
Brian in Miami.
Oh, hey, Brian.
What's up? Hey, Miami.
Going to Miami. What's up, Brian? You got any questions for us or Cody?
He doesn't want to talk to me. It's okay.
Yeah.
Let me say this for a second. Cops and Cody, I love the episode this weekend for Wes Craven tribute.
Oh, thank you.
Dude,
thank you.
Awesome,
man. Thanks for listening, dude.
Yeah, horror flicks.
Yeah, man. Now let me ask you guys this. I mean, since now we're in the month of September, I mean, can we all agree that Black Mass is going to probably be the best month for September?
No,
I mean, besides The Visit, I mean, The Visit, for some reason, I mean, I don't care about M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong anymore, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, any movie that he's going to be doing is crap. I mean,
I agree with you, man.
I'm going to be seeing The Visit on Wednesday for premiere night.
Okay.
So God bless my soul. I hope the movie ends up being good. But, I mean, either way, I mean, which movie do you think is going to be a good movie in September?
I think it's
Black Mass.
I think it's a two-horse race for me. I think Black Mass is actually getting a lot of good buzz already, especially for Johnny Depp's performance. I think Sicario is the one I'm looking forward to the most. Emily Blunt, the director of Prisoners and Enemy.
Yeah,
like,
Denis
that trailer is awesome.
I think it's... They might have moved it back to October.
No, September 18th.
I thought it was the first week of October now.
September 18th, I believe, right, Sarah?
September 18th, Black Mass nationwide, Captive Limited, Maze Runner nationwide, Everest nationwide.
That's big.
Wait, so when Sicario got moved back?
Sicario Limited.
September 18th. Okay, so wide is probably October.
Yeah,
wide October.
Sicario nationwide expansion, September 25th.
Never mind, I was wrong.
Okay, so September, I mean, I'm going to see, we live in LA, we're going to be able to see it opening weekend.
Yes.
I'm good, that's when I will go out and find, because I thought the trailer was amazing. I think it has a great cast. Josh Brolin, Benicio del Toro.
Emily
Blunt. I think it's a two-way race between those two films for me.
I think it's going to be fantastic. I used to work for the company that did that movie. They got some talented people over there, Black Label Media. I think you'll see a really, really solidly directed film. And in my opinion, it'll probably be better than Black Mass.
Yeah, Emily Blunt is killing it.
Not money-wise.
I will see Everest and Sicario without... question. I will not see Black Mass until I hear people's reviews. To me, that
Tom
movie
Mance really reviews, liked though. It.
Yeah, yeah
until I it. Hear from like someone that I know and respect that I really like it. Like I,
hey, that's Scott.
I just
okay, about to say Scott Mance.
No, but like literally, like Variety and a lot of these well-known critics are saying it's back to form for Johnny Depp.
I feel like. Sometimes I just don't know if I believe that because I think okay. sometimes certain stars have really big pulls and mm-hmm. the cast of Black Mass is really well respected
mm-hmm. oh, yeah.
and a lot Joel of them Lacey. Have a lot yeah. of friends in the industry
mm-hmm.
and you know what, for me this it rings really true to like American Hustle. People yeah. loved it mm-hmm. people were obsessed.
I didn't like
and
the movie.
I went and saw that movie and was like
it was okay.
I thought it was terrible.
Like American Hustle.
No. I was like, no, I liked it more the second time. But it had the reviews and mm-hmm. it had the support behind it. And I think it was just because everyone was such a critical darling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people want to like Black Mass. These are your A-list. These are A-list stars. Yeah, so they want to do
loves,
well.
Everybody
but
loves that
I want to know someone's like. True. Yeah.
They've had like 30 trailers to it already as well. I think if you cut all the trailers they had together, you probably have a whole.
And
movie.
I don't like Johnny Depp's makeup.
He looks
oh,
weird.
Really? You don't like that makeup?
I don't like his makeup.
He looks kind
of
weird.
10 movies full of makeup.
Thanks for the call, Brian. Great,
yeah,
thanks,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, great question.
It's a great question.
Take one more.
Talk
yeah,
to you soon.
One more, and then we got to go.
Yeah, one more.
Labor Day, one more call.
Labor Day. Anybody want to barbecue after this?
Yeah, let's barbecue up. We had the call. Yeah. Now it's gone.
We had a call, and now it's gone.
So,
hey, listen, I understand. It's barbecue,
it's
Labor Day.
Ken probably hung up on them.
Yeah.
Somehow.
He might have. He might have. Yeah, we are getting late.
Yeah, well, we
here we go.
Wait,
we got somebody.
One.
Oh.
Seriously, I don't. Hey, welcome to Box Office Breakdown. Who do we got?
Hey, it's Dylan.
Dylan, hey, what's up, Dylan? Esposito.
Dylan.
Esposito.
How's it going, Dylan?
Sarah, I feel bad for you trying to corral all these guys.
This was this heavy masculinity in here today.
Yeah.
I'm good.
But you made a rookie mistake. Because you put Cody up there instead of Copster.
Oh, dude. Whoa.
Copster's a more mature one. I love you, Cody.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Where is this going?
Copster's up there. Oh. Two.
I guarantee
you. Dagger through my heart, sir.
I guarantee
you.
That's
what I'm going to say is Cody is up here all in, dedicated to the show. So he gets a seat. Copster's on a computer.
Yeah.
I'm no, working. The real thing
Chill,
is.
I'm today. On the computer.
No, here's the real thing. Someone checked Dylan's PayPal. There's going to be like a $400 deposit from Cops.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I'm going to hire this guy to do something. You want to be in a porn parody? I'm editing it right now.
Look. Just go on here man. And say, why?
Say Cody sucks. Yeah.
Why not around
Dylan,
the table?
Dylan, do you have a top five or a question for us today? Although I always like hearing from you.
Yeah, I'll throw a top five.
Thanks.
Yeah, because this is a tough one.
The Visit. The Visit, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect Guy, number
mm-hmm.
two. Mm-hmm. We go Straight Outta Compton.
Whoa.
Then War Room.
Okay.
And then Walk in the Woods.
Okay. What about 90 Miles from Heaven?
Minutes in Heaven.
I will miles. Never, ever put Hayden Christensen in my top five.
Okay.
All right.
I like that. It's going to be a tough one, man.
Good.
We'll see.
All right, thank you, Dylan. We got to get out of here.
Hey,
so
where are you going? You going to like a narration thing? You found something on Craigslist?
We have to go. It's 1:34.
I want you to be safe.
So
you want me to accompany you to this?
This is what we're.
I'm scared for you.
Anyway, guys, thank you all for listening to us here on Box Office Breakdown. I want everyone mm-hmm. to give out their Twitters and where people can find you. And also, go and check out Cody and Copster's horror movie podcast. You can find that on iTunes. Mm-hmm. They'll give you the information. All right, go around the circle, please.
Start with Cody.
You can find me on Twitter at The Real Cody Hall. And then Horror Flicks, again, is on iTunes, also on the SK podcast channel. So go ahead
and you can probably find him trolling Dylan Esposito's Twitter.
Catch me at Schmoes JTE, the usual every Thursday. Although I will not be on this Thursday show because the Patriots are playing the Steelers. I took the night off.
Priorities.
Wow, you get one day off.
Yeah, I get one day off. It's for the Patriots. Also, I do have my own podcast called JT Movie Things. This week I'm doing top five films of the summer with special guest Alicia Malone.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be releasing on Tuesday. Check that out. And that's it.
App Hop Finstock. I'm in like five different fantasy football leagues. I do a couple of shows on my own. Catch me doing workout routines in the park while talking to some
this
Russian guys.
This is supposed to be like
where you share where they can find you, not like a personal ad.
At Bob Finstock. And you can DM me on Facebook if you have anything.
All right. That sounds like a Craigslist. Thank you all for the our callers who called in. Thank you for your listen, your questions. Also, please keep commenting. Subscribe. Like us on iTunes. Review us on iTunes. That's also important. We need those things to make the show better. Up. And to keep going. So please go on there and do that. And tune in next week for our one-year anniversary episode. Yeah. I'm sure we'll have something.
I'm going to try to get Sean Penn to call.
Yeah. Can't confirm or deny.
Can't confirm or deny, but I got people.
Okay.
We're working on it.
Thank you.
Poof.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.